A word of Musar from Sefer Charedim, Lichvod Rosh Chodesh Adar. We're up to Ot Kavav, and it seems that these four lines of Musar is about Simcha, so that's good. Af al pi she'adam atzev mitzad avonotav. Oh no, I'm reading a. I'll get to there in a minute. אף על פי שאדם עצב מצד עוונותיו, צריך להיות שמח בשעת עבודה. Even though a person is sad because of his עוונות, he still has to be happy at the time of עבודת השם. Let's say a person is thinking about his עוונות, like everybody should do, and he's saddened from it, like everybody should feel. But that shouldn't affect how you are Oved Hashem, which means B'Sha'at Avodah, in the time of Tefillah, remove the Atzvut. It should be only B'Simcha. Dichtiv Tachat Asher Lo Avata Et Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha Uvtuv Levav. Tachat Asher Lo Avata. At the time of the Avodah, it has to be B'Simcha. V'Zeh Bichlal Kol Avodat Hashem. Now, this applies to all Avodat Hashem in general. Any mitzvah that one does, any Avodah, has to be besimcha v'kal v'chomer be'avodat ha'tfila shenikret avoda shebalev. How much more so in the avodat ha'tfila, which is called avoda shebalev. If it's avoda shebalev, the lev has to be male simcha. If I remember correctly, it's the Baal HaTanya, Zechuto Tagen Aleinu, who says that there is a time for atzvut in avodat Hashem, and that is specifically vidui. Yeah? Okay. So then I know what I'm saying is right. Vidui. He says, you want to be sad about your avonot? Be sad, yeah. But save all that sadness for the time of vidui.
And then right after that,
ashrei. Exactly.
Oh, you're going to say that?
Hazakumah. No, that's beautiful. Immediately after the vidui, that's it. No more sadness. Immediately transfer back into, wow. Transition back into Simcha, Ashrei Yoshve Betecha, Ashrei Minashon Osher, which is Simcha. It's not easy. And maybe that's why it's called Avodah Shebalev. It's Avodah, it takes work. And yet it's expected from the Jew.
It reminds me of a man that goes to work and he has a hard day. And he comes to his wife and
You know what you're saying is something. It's a beautiful.
When you come home, you don't bring the business to your wife.
Right.
She has her own troubles.
Right.
I love what you're saying because that's a perfect analogy to what we're saying here. Yeah. Just like when a person is working hard all day, a husband, vice versa also, a husband has to work on himself to remove all those hard feelings and lack of energy or lack of simcha maybe that happened from the day when he comes home. When he comes home for his wife, for the children, has to be with happiness. So that's expected also when we come home to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we are Oved Hashem, even if it's atzvut of avonot, the Charedim says, put it away, put it aside, and go into the tefillah besimcha. Yeah. So that's one word. And a second word seems to be going on a theme that the Charedim repeats from time to time. Od kavzayin. Kama ra'ui la'adam liyot kadosh beramach evarav velibo venafsho achare shehu hechal la'melech ha'kadosh. How appropriate, how important it is for a person to be kadosh in all his ramach evarim. And his heart and his nefesh, as much as possible to be mitkadesh, because the ramach evarim of a person is the hechal hamelech hakadosh. Hechal, it's the ark, it's the home of the Holy King HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedichtiv, as it says in the pasuk in Hosea, Bekirbecha kadosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in your midst, Bekirbecha. That means inside of you is kadosh. Like the Gemara tells us in Masechet Ta'anit, in one place, the Rechacham went home and they asked him, where are you going? He went home to eat breakfast. And they asked him, and they asked him, where are you going? He said, I'm going to take care of this kadosh that's inside of me. Which is this kadosh? A kadosh baruch hu. He's inside of us. And so we have to stay healthy for him. And therefore, that's why I'm going to eat. Hear that? Bekirbecha kadosh. Uchtiv hechal Hashem hema. Another pasuk about Am Yisrael. Hechal Hashem hema. Am Yisrael are the hechal of Hashem. Uchtiv kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani Hashem. Klomar v'ani shochen betochechem. Why am I asking you to be kadosh? Because I am kadosh and I dwell inside of you. Dichtiv v'natati mishkani betochechem. So those are the 2 points of Musar. One is Simcha, right? Simcha all the time, especially in Avodat Hashem, even though a person is aware and he is saddened by his Avonot. And the second point is to work on Kedusha, B'Ramach Evarim, because our Ramach Evarim is the Hechal HaMelech. Yes.
You know how we say it's always connecting something. Today's chok in the Zohar.
Yes, today's Zohar was Yafe Meod. Rabbi Moshe is bringing to us the Zohar in Parashat Truma in today's Chok L'Israel that says, if you remember, we spoke about it in the morning, Rabbi Rachamim, that when a person comes to Bet Knesset in the morning and he finds the Tzibur in the Bet Knesset, the first thing that we have to do is to say Shirot V'Tishbachot of David HaMelech. That's the Psuke de Zimra that we say in the Bet Knesset. And that is letaken tikunim uleorer hasimcha, to awaken the happiness. Ki mishum ze halevi'im meorerim shetitorer ahava v'simcha lemala be'elu ashirot v'atishbachot. The Levi'im, their job was to be meorer the simcha lemala in Hechal HaMelech. And that's what we do. When we say Psuke de Zimra in the morning, we are awakening the simcha in Shamayim. And that's why we're not supposed to stop in the middle of Psuke de Zimra.
You stop with the music.
To bring with music.